It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we're bringing the latest music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, the Fusions make their Jersey rock debut. We explore Funeral Students' Ghost Ocean, take a trip with B. Wood, and check out the Brian King of Reality Suite. They're streaming a live concert at realitysuite.com Sunday night. So depending on when you're listening to this podcast, you can totally check them out. But first, joining us over the phone is Tommy from Scarlett Carson. They're rocking the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on Saturday, June 8th, with Commonwealth, The New Black, City Vision, and this year's comeback. Tommy, thanks for going into the show.
Tom, thanks for having me, man.
It's my pleasure to have you back on Rat Radio. And word is you guys have some new material. How's that going?
It's great. It's done. It's being mixed right now by Jay Rustin and company. Jay Rustin is currently doing, he's right in the middle right now doing the new Steel Panther record. But most of y'all know him from all the Steel Panther stuff he's done. But he also has done work on the last three Stone Sour records. So when you hear a song like Song 3, that's Jay Rustin. So we're lucky enough to have him get down on some of our stuff.
And, of course, we're going to have you guys in the on-air show at the end of May. I assume that by then we'll have a couple of those tracks to rock on the Rat.
Any day I'm going to hear some kind of mix, but very excited. The new songs rock, dude. So
I'm looking forward to hearing them. And, of course, we're looking forward to catching you guys over at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on June 8th. What can people expect that night?
Well, we've done a lot of cool things and when we were together. We were together for, I'd say, like a really good 4 years. Let's say something like that. And the things that we've done from major festivals to playing with crew to doing stuff like that. Super cool things, right? But this is going to be, it's like our opus is what I'll call it. It's the biggest production that we've ever done as ourselves. It is our headlining show. We're bringing some pain to this one. So it's old school vibes. It's the circus meets a Motley Crue show, you know? So that's what I can tell you to expect.
Awesome. How can someone get tickets?
Yeah, so we're pretty direct guys. You can go over to our Facebook and it's facebook.com/Scarlett Carson Music. Same thing with the Instagram, instagram.com/ or whatever the handle is. It's @Scarlett Carson Music. The Twitter is @Scarlett Carson NJ. Or you can go the old school way. You can go to Ticketmaster.com and just look it up that way. And then, of course, you can walk into the Stone Pony box office. So you have five options.
Perfect. And, of course, in addition to all that social media, if somebody wants to keep track of you guys online, they can go to ScarlettCarson.com, right?
Yep, all day, man. And it's got the history. It's got media on there, man. It's got videos, so on and so forth, man. So if you don't know who we are, check it out.
And the track we're doing is Foreverless. Tell us about this song.
That song in particular is something, it's a riff I had when I was about 16, 17. And then when Scarlett was doing things, we were working on our third record. It was just something that was brought to the table, and between the five of us, we just brought the thing to life. It's a hard rocking song, dude.
Tommy Harris of Scarlett Carson. Don't miss them at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on June 8th. Keep an ear out for an on-air feature on Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat later this month. Tommy, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks so much for having me, man.
My pleasure, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Scarlett Carson with Foreverless on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Falling apart. Hey, this is Ken from Funeral Students, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Grunge on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off of their Ghost Ocean album. Check it out now at funeralstudents.com. Joining us over the phone is Brian King of Reality Suite. New album on the way this June, and they'll be streaming a live concert tonight. If you listen to the podcast on Sunday, you've got to check it out. Brian, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Love it.
I'll do my pleasure as always. First off, you guys are doing a live stream concert Sunday evening, May 19th. Tell us about that.
Well, Alpha Wave Studios, which is in East Hanover, New Jersey, they reached out to us a few months ago, and they've been fans of ours for quite a while. And they've worked with a bunch of larger artists, like, say, Vince Neil and Ted Pulley, Danger Danger, Steve Brown, Trickster. And they wanted to do a live stream concert of ours, which we've never done before. We've never live streamed. I mean, we've done short little things here on Facebook and Instagram and so on, but we've never done a full scale, you know, multi-camera shoot, 4K, high definition and high, you know, pro audio, like live stream concert. So this is a huge opportunity for us, for the world to see us live.
How could somebody view the show?
The links are going to be posted everywhere. Right now, the links are on realitysuite.com, Facebook, and so on. But definitely, like, sooner as the show is about to broadcast, you'll find the links pretty much everywhere. We'll tweet them out. They'll be on Instagram. They'll be on Facebook. They'll be on our website as well.
And, of course, you guys have a new album coming out this June on Lions Pride Music. It's the Awaken EP Deluxe Edition, right?
That is correct.
What date will that roughly be out on?
That'll be out on June 28th.
How could someone get a copy?
Digitally, it will be available everywhere, just as always, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play. But the CD, now this is actually going to be released on CD, which will be available on Amazon and I'm sure Walmart and stuff like that, but also through our website and through Lions Pride Music. Definitely show them some love, order through them. It's directly from the label.
We're about to premiere a brand new single. You have a music video for this as well. Tell us about Kiss the Ring.
Kiss the Ring, that was written specifically for this deluxe edition. There was a handful of songs written brand new for the deluxe edition. Kiss the Ring happened to be one of them, the first song that we wrote. You know, we wanted something bigger. We wanted to raise the bar. A friend of ours, Darren Fisher, in a band called These Wolves, he was working with a guy named Alex from Black Wolf Imaging. And we were seeing the videos he was putting out, and we were actually pretty envious. So I reached out to him, and we started working with Alex. And, you know, I think he put together an awesome video. We're really happy with it. And so far, the fans and everybody out there are really positively responding to it.
Look for that on a Jersey Rock Video of the Week feature coming soon at WRHC.com. Brian King of Reality Suite, if you're listening to this on Sunday evening, they're streaming a concert right now. Check it out at RealitySuite.com. Pause the podcast, go over there, and watch it. Brian, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks a lot, Tom. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah, bro. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Reality Suite with their latest. It's Kiss the Ring on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
You tear me up, you break me down like a made up glass. You shatter me now. You tear me up, you break me down like a made up glass. You shatter me now. Who you trying to fool? Trying to look and be cool, but I see right through. You see these bloodshot eyes, 'cause you falsified all those lies. I'm unamused. Trying to look and be cool, but I see right through. I don't need you telling me what's right. I got my own two eyes. I will not kiss the ring. No pressure, tell no way to take big friends. I will not pretend fingers up. Kiss the ring. You tear me up. You break me down like a made up. Yeah.
CarrieCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, this is B Wood. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Been a long time coming. I know it's been a long time running. Oh, no, it's been a long dark road. That's for sure. Here I go again. Heaven knows I've been lost for years, buried in sin. Now I'm right back on track. Would you like to be my friend? Oh, 'cause I know I'm lost.
The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. B Wood's debut EP Learning Curves is out now, and you can catch him at the Bitter End in New York City on May 25th. More info at facebook.com/BWoodMakesMusic. Joining us over the phone is Tyler Part now of the Fusions. You can catch them at the Asbury Lanes on June 1st. Now, you guys have your self-titled EP out now. Tell us about that.
Well, we went to the studio around November and December to record. It's a pretty good time. We have five songs on there, and then there's a single with the next song. And, well, I think it's pretty good for a first EP. It's a good step in the right direction, and we want to get another one out pretty soon.
How could someone get a copy of the EP?
Well, it's on Spotify and Apple Music and all of those. big streaming platforms, and then YouTube and iTunes. So, you know, it's out there.
Of course, you guys are rocking the Asbury Lanes on June 1st in support of Emmer's release show. What can people expect from you guys that night?
I think it's going to be a pretty great show. Supposedly, there's going to be a really, really nice crowd there, and I love the Lanes. Great venue, great vibe over there. So some good songs, most of them from the EP, and a couple of new ones we're going to debut out there.
Looking ahead, what do you guys have planned?
Well, we want to get back into the studio as soon as possible, record another EP and a couple of singles, and then just keep on doing more shows and keep getting it out there.
And the track we're doing is This Is Forever. Tell us about this tune.
That's just a song that we wrote back in maybe over the summer, and it's pretty popular right now. It's got a little over 1,000 streams so far. I don't know. It's just a really, it's a good one in my opinion.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything you guys are up to?
Well, we're on Instagram and we're on Twitter. All of our social media, all you got to do is look up the Fusions Band. And then we got some pretty great stuff on there.
Tyler Partnow of the Fusions, catch them June 1st over at the Asbury Lanes. Tyler, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's the Fusions with This Is Forever on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Illusions with This Is Forever on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Their self-titled EP is out now on Moto Records. Don't miss them at the Asbury Lanes on June 1st for Emmer's album release show. Vendetta Rose is also on the bill. More info at asburylanes.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page, WRHT.com, every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter at the Club Rat at WRHT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.